particular Dvar Halacha is that recently I was in the Kehillah Mikvah, and there was a guy literally like diving in to get all the stuff that he dropped to the bottom. So there were a few people already waiting online, so he was a little embarrassed. So he said, you know, it's not easy. You have to let go so that it all is in the water at the same time, and then you have to catch it. Sometimes you miss, and this is not the first time I've seen this. So I said to him, you don't have to actually, you don't have to do that. You don't have to let go. So he really, I don't think he believed me. So just to talk about, the second halacha in this Simen Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Chaf in your day about Tevilas Kelim. So the Mechaber writes that when you, it's true that you have to tova the entire kli at the same time. But it doesn't mean that you just have to let go and try to catch it. So the Mechaber writes that you have to hold on to it loosely. Bishas Tevila. If you hold on to it loosely so the water can get through, so that in fact is sufficient. So the Shach does wonder how come the Mechaber doesn't quote any dissenting opinions, that the Rambam writes, Lagabe Tevilav, the Rambam writes that one should not hold on to anything that you're being tovel, Gzeira, lest you hold on to it too tightly. So the Shach wonders, so some wonder if maybe the Shach is disagreeing with the Mechaber, but many assume that even the Shach is not disagreeing with the Mechaber, and even if he is disagreeing, the vast majority of the Achronim say that's correct, that certainly there's no problem. If a person holds on to it loosely, so that's good enough. Alternatively, the Mechaber says, if you get your hands wet before you take hold of the Kli, so then that water connects with the water in the Mikvah, and then that would also be considered to be, that would not be a Chatzitza, and that would be entirely acceptable. The Rama here writes it has to be davka from that your hand is wet with the water of the mikvah. Many of the Nosei Kelim and Achronim disagree with that, but nonetheless, this could be another option. Some of the posts can write if you put it in, you hold it in one hand, and then underwater you pass it to the other hand. So then, for sure, then your hand is wet from the water of the mikvah. It's a very easy solution, and that's a great way to do it. So you can hold on to it loosely and let the water be able to pass through. You could pass it from one hand to the other, or just wet your hand before you take hold of the kli. And those are acceptable options. Some places they have like a reshet that you can, some sort of a, I don't know what to call it exactly, a basket, good, that you can just, and that's obviously a great solution. I haven't seen that in many mikvos here, but there are many places where they do have that, and that's another a wonderful solution. While we're on the topic, me'inyan le'inyan bo'so inyan, of chatzitza. So the general rule when it comes to chatzitzas is that it's a problem. Chatzitza is a problem if it's rubo, even if you're not, if it covers most of the item, even if you're not makbid, that should be there. Or if it's on, even if it's mi'uta u makbid, if it covers the minority of the item, then even if you're not makbid. But mi'uta ve'eno makbid, if it covers only a minority of the kli, and you're not makbid, that it should be there, you don't mind that it's there, maybe even want it there, then it's not really a problem of chatzitza. So this also could be something that's very relevant. So for example, a person might have a kli with a sticker that he dafka wants to leave on it. He likes it. It says the brand, that it's a fancy brand, he dafka wants to leave it on. Or, let's say a person is toveling some sort of an appliance which has a sticker with instructions on how to use it. So you may want to keep it on. So then that for sure would not be a chatzitza, as long as it's not covering the majority of the kli. Let's say sometimes you have a sticker, so people remove the stickers. Sometimes not easy to remove the sticker. Sometimes some of the glue, it's very difficult to get it all off. So to what extent does a person need to drive himself crazy? So I'll be pashtus, if it's something which you wouldn't mind leaving it on, even when you use it, you're going to use it in your house. You'll serve your food on it. You don't mind that the little bit of glue is there, that the whole sticker is there. So it's miuto veno mak. But love, presumably, a person doesn't have to drive himself crazy to get that off. That's not really a chatzitza. Have a wonderful day.